First, it's Gordon's Observation Deck. It's brought to us by Man's Best Friend, McDonald's, and TexasLending.com.
All right, before we get to Bear Trap Moment of the Week, I posted something up on GordonKeith.com that has Giorgio and I laughing a little bit. It's the gayest looking guy ever teaching you how to do the dance to, I think it's something called Planet Rock or something like that. I don't know. It looks like a kid's dance. But he has in there a move called Double Dream Hands. Listen to some of this. And you have to see.
Start with your heads down.
Okay.
Now look up slowly.
That's too fast for it.
Bring your arms up.
It's okay looking.
And bring them down. They're going to go up again. Both arms. Higher this time. Turn them down. Bring your thumbs to yourself. And down. Point your right hand. So low to high.
Really snap.
Burst your right hand. Now fist to your sides.
9, 8, 7. Smiling
now
so
your fingers.
Big.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Burst both hands.
Burst both hands over the head like a rainbow.
Up. Punch. Across. Crank. Crank. Stay down. Shoulder. Chin. Shoulder. And pat, double dream hands, and
that's the part I love.
The double dream hands.
Double dream hands.
That sounds like a dangerous move.
I understand punching and hands in the air, but what are double dream hands?
What does it mean?
Like anyone knows what that means. Anyway, go watch that video. It's on GordonKeith.com. It's very, very funny. Okay, let's get to Bear Trap Moment of the Week. This is when we look at awkward situations that our P1s have encountered. They send them in to us. We vote what is the most awkward of the social situations they've stepped in. Which is the biggest bear trap? Three candidates, then we vote. First one comes to us from P1 Steve. He says, I work at a small company in the DFW area that has other locations in the U.S. Very generic. My boss's boss, the head of U.S. operations, was coming into town. My boss's boss, whom I will call Mr. Sarge, well, he lost a leg when he was a youngster, and he gets around on crutches and can go up and down stairs and get in and out of cars almost as fluidly as a person with two legs. And I call him Mr. Sarge because he reminds me of that guy in the Geico commercial that yells at the wimpy guy, Jackwagon.
Yeah, Jackwagon!
He's a no-nonsense kind of guy and the type you wouldn't want to mess with. Keeping all that in mind, Mr. Sarge showed up one afternoon. He was coming down the hallway, flanked on either side by our sales guy and our customer service guy. As I approached, Mr. Sarge said, Steve, how's it going? Not thinking, which is a huge understatement, I replied, busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
No way.
You jackwagon!
I could feel a sudden sense of panic while watching the jaws of the sales guy and the customer service guy simultaneously drop open. I think I may have even screamed, no, I didn't say that. Then Mr. Sarge replied, enough with the one-legged man jokes. How are things really going? So I freaked out, and I have no idea what I said, but I'm pretty sure that it didn't make sense, but I survived. Later on that day, I approached him privately and explained it was just one of those stupid things that people say without thinking. Luckily, he said that he took no offense. So that's the story of Mr. Sarge.
How do you say that? That's such a cumbersome.
I know, it's too long anyway.
To issue, you've got to think a little bit beforehand.
Idiot. Candidate number two comes to us from P1 Poncho. He says, this bear trap moment happened to my wife and I today. We didn't step in it. We were actually on the other side of the trap. While talking to some of my wife's coworkers, the subject of kids comes up. And I knew right then we were holding a bear trap for one of these innocent-looking people to step in. For you see, I myself have stepped in numerous bear traps, and this was my chance for some sort of revenge on whom I have no idea. Once the blah-blah-blahs of their kid talk was winding down, one of the ladies turns to us and says, no kids? I thought you guys would be on your second kid by now. My wife sunk inside herself while dropping her head as I perked up to unleash our trap on this poor lost soul. Not together. I have two from a previous marriage, but we've been trying feverishly for the last year to make the bond between us stronger. But we've had two miscarriages. The last one, just last month.
Okay.
After the sudden shutdown of our little
circle jerk
about kids and the red-faced coworkers expressed their apologies to my wife and frantically left, I was worried that I'd really upset my wife, but she looked up after they left and smiled at me and said, "That just made my day. She deserved that." So, revenge it was, and I'm hoping for a little action tonight. Maybe plant my seed with success this time.
Holy cow.
P1 Poncho. P.S. I'm not a Mexican. What the hell kind of weird turn did that take at the end?
I don't know, but I'm marking that.
Number one, if you're talking with a couple and they don't have kids, you don't need to ask why they don't have kids.
I think it's natural, though. I mean, people tend to ask.
I don't know. Because there may be a story like that, and then in reversal, while he listens to the bear trap and wants to spring one on somebody, you don't have, all you have to say is, no, not yet. That's all you have to say.
There's part of his story I don't buy. I don't think that in return he said, "We've been trying to make the bond between us stronger."
I think he ginned that up for the writing of it.
Yeah.
But I do think he may have mentioned the two miscarriages.
Yeah.
And that's the real bear trap.
Right.
Mentioning that they...
So you've done that to someone before, you've met them, and this is someone that they just met, pretty much, right? So in the first 5 minutes of meeting someone, so, you guys, no kids, huh?
Well, no, it's not the first time they've met this person. It's his wife's coworker.
Oh, okay. But even still, even if it's someone that they obviously don't know him very well.
Not enough to know about the miscarriages.
Right.
But you've never done that?
No, I don't think I've ever said that. Hey, when y'all going to start having... I mean, I don't even do that to someone like Junior, who's been married for... I don't do that to him. Why would you do that?
See, I think I tend to. Maybe that's something bad that I do.
We do get that a lot, though.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because you guys are fairly recently married, and so it's like, you know, hey, you guys going to have kids? You want to have kids? That sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, we get that all the time, especially from the mother-in-law.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, that's a different story.
But she's on the inside, so she would know whether we've been having trouble or not.
But I asked Junior that. I mean, I'm as close to Junior as you are, and I'm the idiot that asked him, "Hey, you guys think about having kids?"
So you better be careful.
I know it. I need to watch out. All right, and then for our final emergency break, I'm handing this over to a special reader. This is Junior.
Or Bear Trap.
I'm sorry, what did I say? Emergency break. That happens
at an hour or so.
Yeah, an hour. So this is a special reader, Junior, with this very shocking and explosive bear trap.
Thank you. This is from P1 Chris. It starts, "At that time, I was in the insurance industry, and I would drive all around small towns in East Texas selling health insurance to people."
Very generic.
There was a drug that hit the market similar to Elestra, that if you took it when you ate a high-fat meal, you wouldn't absorb the fat in the meal. It would just pass through you. My wife got me a prescription for this drug because McDonald's was a big player for meals in these small towns. So I thought, cool, I can eat McDonald's and not gain weight. I took the drug for the first time one morning and then went and had a Big Mac and a supersized order of fries for lunch that day.
So he's testing it out right away.
That afternoon, I had an appointment with an older couple in their late 50s for life and health insurance. I met them at their home. It was a nice manufactured home. I still remember sitting around their kitchen table with them. It was an oval table, and she had these cushy light green seat covers on the chairs. The lady was really sweet, and she made me a glass of tea. During the presentation to them, I had to fart, so I used my stealth farting skills...
What are those?
To make sure it came out silent, which I executed flawlessly, by the way.
But you still don't want to do that.
He's on a sales call and he's doing this.
You don't want to crop dust when you're on a sales call.
But he's thinking. He's got the ass muffler of the green cushion, so.
Doesn't matter.
He says, "I could immediately smell a smell that wasn't right. It wasn't a normal fart smell. It smelled like just a couple of notches above death. I fought through it. To my horror, there was a dark circle about 7 inches in diameter on the green cushion when I got up."
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
"The old lady then reached down with her finger to touch it."
Oh no.
In my mind, I'm saying, no. She pulled her finger up and looked at it. It was greasy. She rubbed her finger and thumb together to get a gauge on the consistency of the substance. Then the coup de grace. She moved her finger under her nose to smell
it.
She took a whiff and her eyes widened. And then she immediately pulled her head back from the finger. At that point, she knew whatever she had just smelled had just come out of
my
rear end. Both she and her husband just looked at me for a second. My mind was racing with two thoughts. One, should I admit what I did and tell him the whole story? Or two, just walk out.
I think you gotta dart around and look for a cat or dog at that point, don't you?
Looked at my watch and said, man, I'm running late for my next appointment. I gotta get going, and I just walked out. Whoever you are, little old lady, I'm sorry. That was the only day I ever took that drug, signed Chris.
Oh, he messed his britches.
Yes. And destroyed her cushion and didn't offer to pay for it or anything, just left.
Can we award the bear trap of the year?
Century? I think you've got to man up at that point and say, I'm sorry, and tell the story. My wife gave me this to take, and obviously
you took this new drug.
Terribly wrong.
Look, I know you guys aren't buying insurance from me. That's gone. That's okay, out the window. But I want to save my name.
I owe you at least an explanation of what's happened.
Imagine the horror of watching the woman dip her finger into the substance and then check the viscosity between... finger and thumb, and then you see the slow motion where the fingers are traveling,
and then her head snaps back.
Kennedy,
like smelling salts.
That's the winner.
Is that it?
Oh my god!
No question.
Okay, congratulations, P1 Chris. I think it is. You've won the bear trap moment of the week. If you have an uncomfortable moment, a bear trap moment that you'd like to share with us, you can email it to me, Gordon@gordonkeith.com.